why does Farrah have a crush on Roadhog? She was hooked at first sight.
Oh.
Welcome to Quickly News Desk for the week of November 12th, 2016. I'm going to put the date in the show notes because I had November and November. I'm Simon Atwell, and I'm joined by
Andrew Deep.
Wow, that was long. Have you been taking lessons from Bachman to say your last name ridiculously so people can't forget it?
Yeah. It's my brand. It's my brand now.
Mm-hmm. Your brand to steal other people's brains?
That's a good brand.
The stolen brand?
Yeah.
Sure, if you say so. So, here we are in a post-Extra Life week. Post a lot of stuff week, but I think most importantly, post Extra Life and post BlizzCon, I guess.
Most importantly,
how much did we raise for Extra Life again?
Let me bring up the final numbers.
Yeah, that's something we probably should have set up beforehand. But clearly, as everybody who still for some odd reason listens knows, we're the most organized people in the world, and we do everything prior to starting to record, like look up the dates for these three trailers that I should do right now. When the movies come out. So that's what I'm going to do as I talk into the mic, kind of, while Andrew looks up our team. You know, I'm trying to fill dead air. I'm not the greatest at filling dead air, but it's better than nothing.
You're dead air.
Your face is dead air.
Your mom is dead air?
Hey, that's rude.
Yeah. So, in Extra Life, our team raised $830.
Well, that was mostly Andrew.
Yeah.
You know what I bet you didn't look up? If we managed to beat at the end, if we managed to beat, what the hell is that stupid subreddit called?
PC Master Race?
PC Master Race.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that now.
Because we were beating them for a while prior to the Extra Life weekend, but something like that would probably bring in a lot of money on the Extra Life weekend.
Yeah.
It is that movie. And our friend Liz got what, almost as much as us, but she got under us by what, like $50 or something?
Yeah.
Just under the whole team. Good stuff. But she was a much more interesting streamer. As in, she talked. And you didn't. And I gave up on streaming because my computer hated your internet.
I mostly didn't talk because no one was watching.
What are you talking about? Your mother was watching.
Yeah. And then I talked and I waved to her. I said, hi, Mom. Talked to her about Skyrim.
All right. What did PC Master Race get?
They ended at 1,400.
Yeah, that sounds like they got a lot on Extra Life Day.
Probably.
All right. Well, technically, we can still... You can still get into tonight for Extra Life 2016 up until the end of the year, up until New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Yeah.
End of December?
December something. I'm assuming it's New Year's.
Yeah, I believe it's till the very end of the year. I don't know if I'll be doing anything more, like streaming or Twitch-wise or anything.
I might.
As my computer's not liking it. So.
But we did crush our goal. Our goal was 750 for the team.
The goal that you upped twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I upped the team goal twice, and I upped my goal like 3-4 times.
So it was good stuff, and you know, if you wanted to donate but didn't, you still can. That's absolutely the thing you can do. Oh, there it is. All right. you want to move into the movie trailers?
Sure.
All right. I don't know if you watched any of these, but you should have watched all of them.
Yes.
So,
no. I didn't know there was a new Lego Batman trailer.
Disappointed. That's actually one I would have expected you to watch. I know you watched. Anyway, we'll start with Wonder Woman, because that's the first one on the list.
Wonder Woman.
So there's a new Wonder Woman trailer. You see Wonder Woman. The probable villain that we're not 100% sure who is, but it looks like, what the hell was her name? Dr. Toxin or Dr. Toxic or something like that. Shitty name. Back in the day, recently in the New 52, they got a had the character come back with a much better name. But this is the person who maybe it's like a mask or some sort of scar on her face. And you see her looking at the intense chemical weapons that are absolutely destroying a fucking gas mask in the Wonder Woman trailer.
So do you know who it is?
Well, we're assuming it's Dr. Toxic. Poison. Toxin.
Dr. Poison Toxin?
Something stupid like that. Also, we see a little bit more of some people invading the island of Themyscira, which is interesting.
Yeah.
You see some landing boats land on the beach.
Wonder Woman!
And you see, I don't know, a little bit more of just Wonder Woman doing stuff around World War One.
Yeah.
I don't say the boats looked World War One. I think.
It's pretty late, World War One.
And you see, awesome, and it's definitely one of those things where you have to watch at the end, the very end, there's this, how can any woman fight in this dress? And the other assistant slash secretary is like, well, most of us don't really fight, although I've been known to throw down if I have to. It's funny. It's a worthwhile line. Why do you keep watching the same scene?
I'm watching confirming Andrew the weaponry and stuff.
I'm watching Andrew keep clicking back. I've seen Wonder Woman deflect a bullet off her wristlet 5 times.
Also, really sweet, because you know, that's her shtick.
It is totally her shtick.
It's neat to see it.
How does anybody fight in this dress? It's a funny line. It's a great line. Absolutely worth watching just for that line alone. It's not confirmed that that's who the enemy or the villain is, but it's very likely that's who it is, as the weird half mask scar thing plus, you know, intense chemical weapons. So it looks good. Still continues to look good. Still liking the trailers. Still looking forward to that movie.
Hey, chemical weapons in World War One. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. And they're crazy intense chemical weapons that person's trying to work on, which is why they have to stop her. Because in that scene, it literally just explodes like a gas mask. Just a gas mask in a glass bubble. And as they fill a chemical weapon in, like, the eye, one of the glass eye things just pop out and just explode and it's just getting all fucked up.
That's rude.
Yep. This movie comes out June 2nd, 2017.
Mark your day planner.
You're not a weekly news desk branded day planner, because Andrew looked up how much that would cost, and it would be way too much.
But if you want to buy one, I will buy a notebook, and I will write weekly news desk on it for you. Just let me know.
We need to get some sort of press or something that we can brand. We need to do our own branding on the fronts of things.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be, but that would be cool.
Just staple our business card onto it.
That's pretty good. Anyway, let's move on to the next trailer that apparently you didn't know existed. The new Lego Batman trailer. We see apparently he's quite celebrated at the beginning of it, which is interesting for Batman.
Yep.
This
is a Lego Batman.
You see a little bit more. I mean, you see the standard Robin choosing his costume and stumbling upon the Batcave. Not in that order.
Sitting on the couch or theater thing trying to pick the right DVD input.
Which input is things on. Yeah. It's very real. Then you see a little bit of Barbara Gordon as the commissioner wanting to team up with Batman. And Bruce Wayne going, that's the worst idea I've ever heard. And then you see some master building stuff. They build a rocket ship. It looks good. It looks like a Batman-y. Andrew's watching it right now.
Well, that's end.
That's what he says. It sounds like the worst idea ever. Looks good. I like it. We do see a little bit of Joker. We don't see any villains, but that's not true. We do see some of the Joker. And there's a great line when he's talking to the Joker. So you should watch that with sound after we're done recording.
Yeah.
No, this is funny too. It's a good thing you didn't bring your, oh, it's under your clothes. It's a great line too. Lego Batman, that comes out February 10th. Yeah, wow, we're close, man. February 10th.
That's exciting.
So that's definitely something worth watching.
I'm in.
It's got, I mean, it's more Will Arnett as more Batman. You've got Rosario Dawson as Barbara Gordon. Jenny Slate as Harley Quinn. Ralph Fiennes is the voice of Alfred. How did I not pick that up? We've heard Alfred talk. I didn't realize that was Ralph Fiennes, which I've said twice now.
Who's he?
You don't know who Ralph Fiennes is? You know who Ralph Fiennes is. I mean, he's in Harry Potter, so you definitely know who he was.
I do know Harry Potter.
Exactly. He was Voldemort in Harry Potter. I knew that. Even I knew that. But yeah, you wouldn't recognize his face because, you know.
Or his voice, really, because it's kind of doing a thing with it.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Kubo as well. He was, oh yeah, he's new. Did you see Skyfall / Spectre?
Yeah.
He's new M.
Oh.
That's Ralph Fiennes.
That's good. He was good at that.
No, he's great. He's great in everything. Ralph Fiennes is amazing. And despite the fact that his name is Ralph, it's pronounced Ralph.
So, new M is also Voldemort?
Yep. And the Moon King in Kubo. And Alfred Pennyworth.
Moon King's cool.
I haven't actually seen Kubo yet. I heard it's fucking amazing, but I've not seen it.
It is.
Oh, yeah, he was Hades in Clash of the Titans. And
I haven't seen that.
The new ones, Wrath of the Titans and Clash of the Titans?
No.
And most importantly, he was Harry in Bruges. That was the guy who wanted, was the guy who was their boss. Have you seen In Bruges? With, Colin Farrell and, Brendan Gleeson?
Probably not.
Oh, it's so good. So good. You have to watch it. I own it. You have to watch it.
Okay.
Anyway, Batman comes out February 10th. It's going to be awesome. Watch the trailer. We have a link in our show notes. And
Batman.
Last in the trailers, and certainly not least, from Luc Besson. The director of this is Luc Besson. He directed Fifth Element and Lucy and a bunch of other visually crazy bullshit movies.
But let's focus on the Fifth Element for this one.
Yeah, this is very Fifth Element because it's crazy sci-fi visual bullshit. Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. Now, this is based off of a classic novel. Oh, classic? My God.
Graphic.
I think I was reading the word classic and graphic at the same time.
Graphic.
A graphic novel series called Valerian and Loreline, which are the two characters that we see. In this trailer, they're humans. We see a lot of characters, but it's the two humans. Dane DeHaan is the main guy. I've never seen him before. And Cara Delevingne? Delevingne, maybe? I've heard the name, I've seen the name, but I don't actually know who that is.
Oh.
It's the other human. But man, this trailer is something.
It feels like the Fifth Element of our age.
Kind of, yeah. You see a lot of crazy-ass aliens.
Yeah, oh, those aliens is where it really hits you.
Yeah, you see the one underwater with the weird light going up his weird thing and the big fat ones.
And there's the group of them just standing there, and they're all like practical effects like they were in the Fifth Element, which is so great. I'm so excited.
It's Luc Besson for you right there. Luc Besson is visually crazy. And he's amazing. And crazy.
And if you haven't seen The Fifth Element, you should do
that
now.
You're wrong. If you haven't seen The Fifth Element, you've been living your life wrong.
You've been missing out.
Also, in the trailer, we see Rihanna, because Rihanna's in it for some odd reason.
Yeah, I saw that.
You don't see Clive Owen or Ethan Hawke, but they're in it. Clive Owen is their boss, the main.
I think you see Ethan Hawke for a second.
Oh, yeah, you do see Ethan Hawke for a minute.
Yeah.
It's a quick shot of him. He's also in a space suit.
Also, I was looking at it, and John Goodman does a voice.
He's a voice. It doesn't say what voice. It just says John Goodman voice.
And Herbie Hancock is in it.
Herbie Hancock, Rutger Hauer. Yeah.
Herbie Hancock.
Yep. Why do you keep saying his name?
Why is he there?
I don't know. Why not?
I want to know.
Well, we'll have to go see it.
When do we go see it?
I don't know. I scrolled up and I lost the release date because I scrolled up on the IMDb page.
So close.
Now I can't find it on the IMDb page. The release date, 21st of July. 2017.
That's exciting. I remember hearing this movie mentioned like a long time ago, but I didn't hear anything about it like since then.
I saw it on like Reddit last week. Somebody to mention. I was like, I've never heard of that. Okay. And then I was like, oh, this is the thing I saw just on Reddit. Let's watch the trailer. And I was like, my God, let's watch the trailer again.
Yeah. I saw just a post that says like best sci-fi movie of 2017. I'm like, maybe it'll be okay. And then I watched it. I'm like,
probably. Whoa. I bet it'll do better than Arrival. I'm sorry, I just see the sidebar ad for Arrival on IMDb, which Arrival, which what opens this weekend, I think, is either going to be Inception or Contact.
Bomb.
It's going to be like either really good sort of thinky sci-fi or really crappy thinky sci-fi.
Or the middle.
I don't think it's going to hit the middle. I think it's going to be really good or really bad, personally.
I think it'll be okay.
So the 21st of July is the second last Friday in July. So I opened my calendar so I can look at the date of this movie. July. That's all. I think we can probably do. We can probably swing an opening weekend for that. Right? For Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets? This is a hell of a title. Why couldn't they just do Valerian and Loreline?
Blah, 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 blah.
City of a Thousand Planets is too long.
Because the movie's crazy, and I like it.
It is. I mean, it's supposed to be that like this planet has aliens from all over the galaxy have aliens from all over the galaxy that keep adding their culture and extending the city and all that. So, and I get the meaning of the name, but goddamn. It's long. All right. That's a trailer that everybody has to go watch. Either Google it or YouTube it or go to our show notes and then click the link from there. We'd love the extra hit on our page.
Yeah.
I assume Andrew checks those things occasionally.
I do. We don't get any advertisement money, but I do like seeing numbers go up.
I do like seeing numbers.
That's pretty numbers. It's my gratification.
I thought the microphone was your gratification.
Well, that too.
Andrew was extremely excited when I bought the new microphones. I bought them over a day early so that he could play with it.
Yay! And get it out of microphone.
Get it out of his system before he had to record the first time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Andrew, how about this last point in movies that you put in that I didn't actually hear was the thing that happened?
Yeah, John Boyega.
All right. Finn.
Boyega.
Also known as Finn.
Baba Yaga.
Let's just talk about John Wick. Let's do a John Wick podcast. Let's start a second podcast that's just about John Wick.
I saw some more posters and pictures for John Wick, too, and they're so cool.
You think we could get away with the John Wick podcast? Do you think anybody would listen? Do you think it matters if anybody would listen if we could just talk about John Wick for like half an hour a week?
I don't know. I think we probably could, though.
We definitely could. But would it be worth the bandwidth?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is not about John Wick. This is about John Boyega, who is in Pacific Rim 2.
And not John Wick.
maybe John Wick 3.
Maybe.
Anyway, Andrew, what are we talking about here? What did John Boyega say?
Oh, he said, great news. Pacific Rim 2 started filming.
I was trying to lead you back to it.
I was stuck in John Wick.
I know you were.
That's a good movie.
So did he tweet about it or something?
Yeah, he tweeted about it that they're on location and they've started filming, and that's pretty much it. They said there was a subtitle to it.
Admittedly, I never thought it was going. I didn't think it was going to start for another 4 years at least.
Me too.
If it ever happened, I didn't know that it was going to start for like 3 years.
Maelstrom.
This is a sequel, right? Not a prequel.
Sequel.
Weird.
Yes.
Maelstrom. Maybe the aliens try to send in a world-ending storm instead of giant monsters this time.
But you can't fight that.
Fight it with science!
That's not fun.
Or just give every... Jaeger a jetpack, and they'll fly up into the giant storm and see what they can get.
I mean, okay.
That actually just makes me think of the latest episode of Star Wars Rebels. It was great. Sabine temporarily got a jetpack, And then it got shot, and she was like, oh, you shot my jetpack. And it was funny. You should watch that show.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 6 is deals with some more Mandalorians. Episode 5 is the one with the clone, the robots.
The droids.
Separatist droids, which we saw in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's such a good episode.
I know. I'm gonna get caught up soon. They've hit the mid-season, right?
I don't know. There's 6 episodes so far. I just decided I wanted to watch them. When I shut down all social media on Wednesday morning, and I was like, I don't want to play WoW because there'll be people talking. I don't want to play Brawlhalla because that has a chat. I don't want to play anything with a chat. I don't want to be on the internet. I'm just going to download Star Wars and watch that.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's what I did. I also finished I finished Almost Human. You know that show that was canceled like 3 years ago?
We got the robot buddy?
Yeah, with Carl Urban and...
Carl Urban.
And, oh God, I can't... Michael something.
Ironside.
No. Damn no. Not the guy who I always confuse for Jack Nicholson. Whenever I see Michael Ironside in a movie, I go, is that Jack Nicholson? Oh, no,
yeah,
it's
Michael Ironside. Yeah, I can see that.
No. I can't remember the guy's last name as Dorian, the android. It's great. The show. But it only had like 13 episodes, and it got canceled 3 years ago or something. Well, we were still going to the Java Garden regularly because me and Farrah talked about it. But yeah, no, I watched that while I was waiting for Star Wars to download, and then I watched the 5 episodes of Star Wars that I hadn't watched. That's what I did this week.
Yeah, I want to watch
them. Great.
I want to watch them so bad.
Almost Human is great, and everybody should go download it because they don't think you can buy it. It's great. Everybody should watch it.
If you could.
It's great sci-fi.
I do want to see it. It's on the list of long things. Anyway.
Long list of things?
Yeah.
Anyway, Andrew's super excited about Pacific Rim 2.
We still don't know anything about the movie other than John Baba Yaga is in it, and it says Hellboy, here that
Hellboy's returning, I think, right?
It's rumored. We know he's alive,
yeah,
but, you know, who knows?
I
would imagine so, because...
I can't remember his name now, either.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd imagine he would be, because he's Ron Perlman now I can't remember his name. Director man.
Oh,
he's not the director on this one. The
creator. He's not?
No.
Oh, God, why can't I remember his name?
Producer.
He's super famous. Anyway, yeah, the director.
It's got like a Spanish-y name.
I know. It's a weird name. And I can't remember it. So I'm going to look up the first movie.
Oh, my brain. I mean, I got the IMDb page open.
Yeah, for
here.
The second one.
Yeah, but there should be a way to get to that. Where's my cursor?
Oops, that. Not Divers. Damn it. I clicked director, not divers, Google. Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, wow. Guillermo del Toro.
I've never seen a picture of him before. That is not what I expected a guy named Guillermo del Toro to look like.
Yeah.
He looks very white.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's funny, though. He's definitely Spanish. Of some kind.
He looks so... Oh, look, people also ask, is Guillermo del Toro related to Benicio del Toro? I'm going to bet no, because they look nothing alike. They sound nothing alike. Benicio del Toro is... Oh, he's Puerto Rican. Best known for playing the badass guy who died in all the movies ever. Thanks, Google Answers. Anyway. Andrew Subic said about Pacific Rim. Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro love each other. They work with her. They work together a lot. Not quite as much as Johnny Depp and Tim Burton, but, you know, almost.
Almost. It's close. I think it's just volume difference.
Probably.
It says it'll come out the 23rd of February 2018.
I don't believe it, but I expect to see it. I expect to see it in 2020 when we're the next time an election rolls around in the States.
Maybe.
I just want to see how many times I can sort of hint at it in one episode. And also, I would suggest everybody to just gonna throw out a podcast. Everybody listen to the newest Night Attack episode. It's fucking amazing. You should listen to it. It's great. It's great.
I think this is the longest we've gone into our podcast without plugging another podcast.
Well, we don't usually that was a full on plug. We don't usually plug. We usually mention.
Name drop.
Yeah, that was a full on plug. Go listen to it. It's great. It'll also, if you feel bad about the election, it'll help. It's very cathartic. And funny. All right, let's move to TV. Shall we move to TV? The two TV points?
TV.
TV.
I don't know what the first thing is.
Stand Against Evil. So I was doing, I was on Snapchat, I was doing going through the Comedy Central thing. You know how the Comedy Central story thing, they sometimes have things from At Midnight?
Yes.
Which is a Hardwick thing, which I can't actually find the watch anywhere.
You can't in Canada.
Because it had Janet Varney on it, and she was making funny jokes, and I was like, I like Janet Varney.
Yeah, me too.
I want to watch that one.
Is it Varney?
Varney?
I don't know. I just thought it was Varney.
V-A-R-N-E-Y. I've never actually heard it said. It's probably Varney, because it's an E. Varney sounds like it's probably B and A.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, that just led me to trying to find it. I was trying to find an episode with her, so that sort of a Google thing, and I came across Stand Against Evil, which is a show that I don't... anyway, I'm going to read this, and it'll probably have one that's going to come out. It's an interview, I think. Yeah, it is an interview from Collider that I have here. But it was created and written by Dana Gould, who worked on Simpsons and also created... I think he created Parks and Rec. Maybe he was just a main writer on Parks and Rec. So this is an IFC horror comedy series. Following a disgruntled former sheriff, Stan Miller, who's played by John C. McGinley, who is Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Oh, you recognize the name?
Yeah.
Or did you look it up?
Well, I recognize the name.
I didn't actually recognize his name.
I've seen him like come up in conversations and other podcasts recently. I don't know why.
I guess he's awesome. So anyway, former sheriff Stan Miller, who was forced into retirement, and therefore he doesn't want to relinquish his authority to the new sheriff, Evie Barrett, who is Janet Varney. And then they realize a plague of demons is haunting their small New England town, so they team up and save the town.
I think he'd be great in this.
Yeah, no, I like both of those actors. It sounds like sort of Evil Dead-y horror comedy.
Yeah.
Dana Gould does good writing. And then it just doesn't actually have the release date here. Do you have the release date?
I don't know. I think it's up.
Oh, is it already on?
I saw a tweet on the thing
saying that. It is Wednesday nights in IFC, so I guess
yeah. Wednesday nights.
It's the only 10. Thing that's happening.
I just saw a tweet that said, did you catch that last episode?
November 2nd. It started this month. By the looks of it.
I'd check it out.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's got a creepy priest. That's creepy. There's a picture, I'm just scrolling down, there's a picture of Janet Varney in a flashlight, and it's probably only he looks creepy because he's looking down and he's blurry in the background. And in a horror movie, any blurry picture of a priest is automatically means the priest is creepy.
Yep.
Oh, there's a gravedigger, as is always necessary. Anyway, this show is great. Everybody should check it out because those two actors are fucking amazing.
Also, Ash vs. the Evil Dead is great.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching that yet either. They started their season 2 recently.
I've seen the first half of season 1, and it's real good.
I also downloaded all of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't gotten around to watching.
Which is also good.
I haven't watched season 2 yet, so I downloaded all of season 2, and I downloaded all of season 3, but I haven't watched it yet.
Season 2 is very different from 1.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's like a lot of people didn't like it. Well, I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. is gone at that point. And also, what's her name? Is an inhuman?
Yeah, it's just like totally different and everywhere.
And then I just want to catch up to season 3 where they have a discussion about if Han Solo's a hero or not with the new leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because I saw that scene.
The new leader of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah, the leader of New S.H.I.E.L.D. Clyde Gregg said he always preferred Akbar. I'm a guy with a military past who's leading covert strikes against a terrible empire or something. I was like, yes, I like you. Anyway, continuing on with our other point in TV, this is super important and is super key. Andrew, did you ever watch Young Justice?
Nope.
You should watch it right now. It's fucking amazing.
DC is hard to get into.
It's coming back for a season 3. Which people will be super, super stoked to hear. Wait, are you stoked to hear about season 3 of Young Justice? It's going to happen. She doesn't look as excited as she should be.
She nodded.
Yeah, but not in an excited fashion. Anyway, this has been a thing people have been wanting for a long time.
What is Young Justice?
So, Young Justice... You know, I have a notes thing on this phone. You didn't have to write it, and I'm going to send that text message to you. Anyway, back to recording the episode. Young Justice, it follows the sidekicks, basically, of a lot of them. So it's got Kid Flash, who is Wally West, I think, at this point. No, let's see, other Flash. No, yeah, it's Wally West. Because Barry Allen is the main Flash at this point. It's got Robin, it's got Superboy, Aqualad, Miss Martian, and Artemis, who I think is a character they made up for this. Because they did other things with Speedy. So it's all the sidekicks, sort of, them having enough of being just sidekicks, and they want to do their own thing. And so the Justice League gives them, like, a second base, and they kind of do covert missions secretly. And it's awesome.
Okay.
It's a great cartoon, and I'm bad at describing things, but it's great. So we don't have a premiere date yet, but production is beginning on the third season, which is good. There's a lot more, and the people I just named are only the first season, they're all in the first season. There's a bunch more in the second season. There's a lot more people, like Beast Boy. Beast Boy shows up.
Beast Boy.
And other people. What's her name with the magic powers? You know?
Yeah.
Who has to, they have to cast their spells by saying the words backwards. Her and her father. Her father got taken over by Dr. Fate in this show, actually. And you see Shazam? There's Shazam, who's technically part of the Justice League, because, you know, and he's activated his powers, he's an adult.
That's funny. Whoa.
But he's actually a child? There's a great episode where a bunch of evil magic people cast a spell where they separate, like, the reality, so the adults are in one reality and the children are in another reality. And so
Shazam
is the only person who can go between, because as he activates his powers, he's in the adult reality. Oh, when he deactivates his powers, he's in the child reality.
That's great.
It's kind of how the Justice League finds out that he's a child, and we're like, he's actually, like, 12. Can we have him here as a member of the Justice League?
Is this allowed?
Anyway, it's great. Coming soon. This has been a thing because it's very popular on Netflix, and that is certainly among the reasons they are bringing it back, because it has continued popularity and is continued viewership on Netflix and whatnot. But one of the reasons it got canceled in the first place is it didn't really sell toys.
Weird.
Which is what they kind of needed it to do, as they do with most animation.
Or really anything in that demographic.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was one of the reasons it went away, is that they didn't really sell a ton of toys, specifically Young Justice. But I guess with it gaining new popularity as it's watched more and more on streaming, and people clamoring for it, they're trying a season 3. And it's awesome. And I'm super excited about it. Also, Superboy in this one's a clone. He's an imperfect clone of Superman.
That's weird.
Unknown to them until in the first episode where they, for some odd reason, investigate Cadmus Industries. Also, Superman doesn't really like him for a bit because he's just like, I don't know how I feel about a clone. It also means he can't fly because he's only technically half Kryptonian. He's half Kryptonian, half Luthor.
That's a good combination.
That's the only clone that, like, survived. But it also means he can't fly. He doesn't have all of Superman's powers. Which makes him a much better superhero.
Yep.
Because Superman has too many fucking powers.
I hate Superman.
Like, we were watching... Well, not we were... They were watching last week when we were watching... When we were doing Extra Life, and people... And Erica were watching Supergirl. They asked us, does Superman have ice breath? Yes. If you're asking if Superman has a power, the answer is yes.
Yes. He's got all of them.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Supergirl has all of them too, right?
Yes, I believe they have the same power set because they're full Kryptonian under Yellow Sun.
Yeah.
Supergirl / Power Girl / Superwoman, depending on, you know, which universe and which time you're reading.
Which universe, which
all
time.
All the same character. Yeah. Oh, Kara, whatever her last name is.
So weird.
Anyway.
Comic books, man.
You want to move to games?
Yeah. I just found this.
You just found a Pokemon thing. I saw it.
Yeah, I just found this thing here, and it's kind of cool. It tickles my inner 12-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy, that's inappropriate.
That sounds terrible. I'm not going to cut that one out.
I just pedophiled myself. I don't know if that's okay.
Self-pedophile.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't want to think about it anyway, too much. Moving on.
Funny Pokemon bullshit.
There's a thing released for Pokemon's 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a nostalgia set of Pokemon cards, where it's classic Pokemon cards updated to the new rules and new stats.
Oh, interesting.
Because if you have seen Pokemon cards recently, they kind of just like upped everything. Everything does more damage, everything has more health.
Your old cards would die.
Yeah, the old cards are not compatible, even in the slightest. And now they are releasing a set that will give you some of these old cards.
So I see a Mewtwo there. I have that Mewtwo.
Yeah, I have that Mewtwo. I think I have every Mewtwo that's released.
I have two different Mewtwos.
I got a Mewtwo, a promo Mewtwo, Team Rocket's Mewtwo, another promo Mewtwo, and a newer Mewtwo. One of the new sets. And I think it's all. If it's not all, I need to find it and
I have a Charizard, and I believe I have a Blastoise. Or do I have a Venusaur? I know I'm only missing one third starter.
I don't think I have any of them. I don't know. I have a Dark Blastoise and a Dark Charizard.
That's what I have. Maybe I have a Dark one of them, and I know I have a Charizard. Because everybody was jealous of being wanted a Charizard back in the day.
It was the like, coveted.
I got one.
Bitches. If you had one, it was like $1 million on the playground, and you're like, baller.
I don't think baller was a thing when we were into Pokemon cards.
No. Unfortunately. Because baller. Ball so hard. Fire spin.
Ball so hard, fire spin?
Yeah.
Ball so hard, motherfuckers want to catch me. Pokeball so hard, motherfuckers want to catch me? You could really make that song into a Pokemon song. You could definitely parody that to Pokemon.
That's probably happened.
Probably.
They got, in the samples, they got the Charizard. They've got a Pikachu, just a regular
fat-ass-looking one. Regular fat Pikachu.
They got Gyarados. They got that sweet-ass Machamp that literally everyone had.
Yeah, I have that, but I don't think I had any other ones. I had a Machamp, but not a Machamp. Mewtwo.
They got some trainer cards, too, and looks like energy cards are just re-released.
Energy cards.
Looked like the same format.
That was a thing.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is.
Revive. The Revive trainer card. Text is like in half, maybe even more. And I assume that's something to do with how the rules work these days, which I'm not too sure. I still remember how to play old way.
I never really knew how to play. I vaguely knew how to play.
It's not bad. It's pretty fun. It's better than Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, I never learned how to actually play. I was like, I don't know, you do something with energy and the stars on the top of the cards and Yu-Gi-Oh! Mean how much energy you have to do or something stupid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pokemon cards, man. Re-releasing. How much and when?
That's a good question.
And where? And how and why? And, well, actually, we all know why.
We all know why, yeah. 20th anniversary nostalgia, and I like money.
Mostly I like money. Which reminds me, did you know, that's a silly question, you probably did know this. Do you know next year is the 100th anniversary of Vimy Ridge? Speaking of anniversaries.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until I saw somebody was doing an Indiegogo for to go on a trip to do a really good photography thing for all the major Canadian battles.
That'd be nice.
And then I saw that people were going to do a school trip to it, and then they decided to cancel it because they were worried about potential terrorism type stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, that is 100 years. And I believe next year is Canada's 150th birthday for Canada Day.
I'm going to put a link to this in the show notes as well, because there's a sweet, video? 90s themed trailer.
A shitty 90s commercial.
Yeah.
That's not even an actual 90s commercial, that's making fun of a 90s commercial.
Well, yeah.
Those graphics were slightly better in the 90s.
Yeah.
Slightly.
That's great. And, oh man, their site. Oh, I need to bring that up.
What site?
They made a throwback site.
Oh, God. That's 90s. That's 90s
Click
web.
Back to the past. Let's go.
That is 90s. Oh, God. That's blurry.
Oh, God, Nintendo Pokemon. I love you.
That's terrible.
It's got sweet 3D GIFs and highlighted text and
cool.
It's got music playing in the background.
It's a terrible website.
Cursor.
All right.
This is the best day ever.
Yeah, Andrew, you should add that to the show notes.
Yeah, it's coming on the show notes. Oh my god, I love it.
Does it have a date for when the cards are going to come out? Did you find one?
No.
All right. Well, we'll probably update you later more when we get a date or something. You know, words. That sentence didn't make sense.
Yeah, it looks like it's part of the evolution set in some way.
That means
that's the current. But I don't know if it's just mixed in with the stuff or if it is a separate pack you can buy.
Who knows? We have to update and then put it on social media, Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. There's a reason to use it. Because now it's time to move on.
Man, this made my week.
And then move on to our next thing, which I guess we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about BlizzCon a little bit.
Blizzard convention.
Not that either of us, did any real in-depth research under everything that was announced at BlizzCon, because there was quite a bit. So Andrew, you want to just we'll go basically through what we heard game by game.
Yeah.
Starting with the game I didn't hear anything about, which is I don't think there was any major WoW news that came out. Nothing. I mean, I'm sure there was like this and this is gonna get changed and that and the other thing, but nothing major, which is not super surprising since we did just get Legion. It was probably just your standard Q&A, state of the game type things.
Right.
I didn't hear anything major out of that. Did you?
Nope.
Nope. There's an awesome the Blizzard Launcher under the WoW tab. There's an awesome costume WoW cosplay video from all the people at BlizzCon, because there were some pretty fucking intense orcs and other creatures.
It looks like there's new legendary artifacts and epic class mounts and stuff.
So nothing important.
Nothing huge or
nothing major. Important. And then let's move on to the other game I didn't hear anything about, which is StarCraft II. I know that, I don't know if this is BlizzCon related, I know they're releasing a new multiplayer hero, which is Stukov.
Which is great.
And I know that because for the 1 year anniversary of Legacy of the Void, they're lowering the cost of Legacy of the Void and the StarCraft II battle chest. That is all I heard from StarCraft II. More multiplayer stuff. Because that's all they're doing right now. They're not intending on releasing another full game of StarCraft anytime soon. From what I'm given to understand.
They also announced a special bundle called the War Chest. And it looks like that gets you everything.
What, all three games? Yeah, that was only a thing.
And
maybe it was a physical thing. Maybe it was only digital.
And it also has some extra stuff with it.
Yeah, because you could already buy all three games. They've even, in fact, even lowered the price of the standard all three games.
Yeah.
All right. So next, let's move to Diablo, which I heard a little bit about. Which is one Diablo 1 remake in Diablo 3.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Sure, if you like Diablo, which I never have.
I never played Diablo 1.
I did. I played a little bit of Diablo 1, didn't like it. I played a little bit of Diablo 2, I didn't like it. And I played some of Diablo 3. I played the first act of Diablo 3 because I got it for free. And I didn't really want to continue after that.
Oh, and even better news. The Necromancer.
And the Necromancer is coming as a playable character in Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Sometime next year, I believe. Diablo 1 in the Diablo 1 remake should be this year, I believe they said. But the Necromancer should be next year. Although I think, actually, I don't know if it was playable at BlizzCon. I think it might have been.
It will go on sale in a character class pack in 2017.
Yeah, 2017, but I believe that the remake is this year.
But people at BlizzCon could play it right now.
Yeah, they could also, I guess we're going to go, they could also play Sombra. Because let's go to what?
Sombre.
Sombra.
Sombra.
Sombre. So Sombra.
Is that a male Sombra?
Sombra play, like somebody on the PTR player, post, because Post-Cliz Gunshi's available on the PTR, which is also a new thing for Overwatch.
Yeah.
I've seen some play. She looks good, but kind of OP.
I'm not looking forward to her, because I know it's going to be OP in other people's hands, but not in mine.
No, that, her teleporter thing is really cool and useful.
Everything about her is pretty useful. That,
yeah, you can hack the health things, so I think you see them on your map, and only your team can use them.
Yeah,
the health
for powers. A temporary period of time.
Yeah, all of her powers are temporary. Like, so well, she cloaks, yeah. You get a little timer. Yep. She throws your teleporter. You get it's a 15-second thing. If you don't teleport within 15 seconds, you're gonna toss the teleport again. All of your stuff is temporary. But like, she's got like a submachine gun.
There's a lot like invisibility stuff. Like if you do the Zenyatta Discord orb, and she goes invisible. The Discord orb icon goes away as well.
Mm.
So it's like when you're stealthed. I believe she's got a move increase too when she's stealthed.
Yes, she definitely moves faster. But so, if she gets hit with anything, she comes on stealth.
Yeah, she's not incorporeal either. Just visible.
Invisible.
And quick. And she hacks my turrets.
Oh yeah, I told you. Yeah, this is bad for you.
It's the worst for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so...
Because, I mean, hacking, she hacks sad. Players, and that means you can't use...
Reinhardt's shield.
Oh, that's her super ability. I don't know if her actual Q, maybe? Because E is her teleport. Her other power, when she hacks, the same way she hacks the health packs, is you can't get your ultimate. Your ultimate doesn't go up, and you can't use your ultimate if you already have it. And she can actually see how close you are to it and stuff like that. And maybe you get other things. But her ultimate is that, yeah, you lose all shields, and you use the inability to do anything except just your basic attack.
Yeah.
All powers are gone for a temporary period of time.
It's sad.
It's crazy powerful. But yeah, so I was watching Ashley Paramore, fake gamer girl without the eye, on Twitch. Play it one day where I was at work, and it was obviously all, it was, 6v6 Sombra most of the time, because she had just come out on the PTR. Lots of Sombra stuff.
That'd be not fun.
No. Actually, it looked super fun, and also not fun at the same time.
Yeah. Fun for that one round.
Yeah. But no, it was, they started 6 Sombras every game they started. I think somebody's taking a shower. That's very loud.
Sounds like it.
What else? Oh, we got new modes for Overwatch.
Yeah.
Like a 3v3.
Because they're changing how
how quick play works.
Quick play works.
Because you can only do one hero.
Yeah.
No doubles, even though it's not even doubles. Which seems silly to me, because doubles make sense.
Not even all Torbjorn.
I mean, I would say you don't need three, but sometimes a good team build can have two of one character.
Or six.
No, that's not a good team build. That's a cheese ball.
It's a great team build.
6 Torbjorns is so easy to murder.
Yeah. But so how fun is it?
So yeah, there's new game modes, 3v3s, and 1v, there's a 1v1 thing, which is changing things up, I think.
That'd be cool.
And yeah, so no more more than one character in quick play. But there are other ways to just do however many cheeseball bullshits you want to do. Anything else from Overwatch that you heard about?
Not really.
Yeah. Alright.
Heroes?
Oh yeah, that's a game. Heroes. I forgot about that one. I knew there was one at the beginning.
Yeah, we got a sweet cinematic trailer. For Ragnaros and...
Varian Wrynn, who was not obvious, but people were like, it's about time for Varian, considering Legion. But Rag, that came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Nobody expects the Ragnaros Inquisition.
Nope.
There
is also a gameplay video with it, and I didn't watch it with the fullest attention, so I don't know what either of them do.
Well, I mean, I assume Varian hits things with swords and more swords and more swords, and Ragnaros hits things with a hammer and then spews fire.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
But specifically, I don't know which is, like, an assassin, which is a warrior.
I'm guessing Rag's probably an assassin, if I had to take a guess.
Probably.
But Varian, I don't know, because it depends on how they do Varian.
Cause yeah, because he's got a shield, but then he's also
got the two swords.
Two swords, yeah.
Maybe, you think he maybe could be a hybrid?
Yeah.
Because he could, depending on how he uses his weapons, kind of like the way Gen sort of changes, except Gen changes from a ranged assassin to a melee assassin.
Yeah.
He could change from a sort of a pseudo-tank to a more assassin-y, maybe. That would be interesting. I'd be interested in playing that.
Oh, yep. It's a multi-class hero, so you can play either way. Multi-class. So it looks like it's, depending on how you build his talents, he does become either a warrior or an assassin.
Interesting.
Which is perfect.
Which, do we have any more heroes news? Is it only those two?
Those two, just new stuff. Mm-hmm. They're keeping up with the brawls, more mounts.
So, it sounds like they're really doing high in the multi-class thing, because, you know, in their last game, you know what else they're doing, Andrew? Besides, in Hearthstone, they're doing multi-class cards. Ooh. So you can get cards that are, you know, druid and mage.
And this is the Mean Streets
in the Mean Streets of Gadgetzon.
Which
is awesome. I think that's a really cool way for an expansion to go.
Yeah. This is just a card expansion, right?
Like, yes, this is a card expansion. This is a card expansion on not an adventure.
Specifically,
that's why I said expansion. Not adventure. I don't think Gadgetzon would be a great adventure. I think it's a good card expansion.
I think anything they do is probably going to be a good adventure. Just do it.
But, so yeah, we're basically getting multicolored cards for the Magic players here.
Now, do you know
multicolored.
If this this rotates out an older set, yeah?
Yeah, it should rotate out. It should rotate out something.
I don't know what's but the oldest.
I don't remember how it works anymore. Whatever's 2 years old, it should rotate out.
Is that the?
I believe is how it goes.
Tournament.
Probably. Yeah. Yes. Urgent tournament, because then it's.
That sucks.
What else is there? The urgent tournament.
The old whispered.
There's gods. Whispers, but there's something else, isn't there?
There's the gnomes and.
Yeah, but that's already.
That's gone. That's gone.
Maybe this is Argent Tournament, which is too bad. I have some really good Argent Tournament cards.
Yeah, I feel like I just finished my Paladin Murloc.
Just a card, True Heart. Which is not good in a Murloc, in a Murladin deck, but just a card, True Heart's great.
Man, I love Murladin.
Who, just a card, True Heart, improves your hero power, I think, which can be really, really good. I don't actually use that many Argent Tournament cards in my Murladin deck. I know that it's the Murloc Knight, the Murloc Tournament Knight guy.
Yeah, and the Vilefin Inquisitor. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah, which is fine. I can still do Murloc with just using my regular Paladin hero.
But you can't actually have the actual Murlocs.
No, but you can still summon a lot of Murlocs and then...
But the Murlocs, they're so cute.
And then, but you know what they will do without the Murlocs? When I play my 10 Anything Can Happen and summon 10 Murlocs, or 7 Murlocs that died this round, I won't get useless 1-1s back. Instead of much more useful 3-4s that give buffs and such.
I don't have that, I should get that.
Oh, they're great. Because, it costs you 10. But if you're playing a Murloc deck, you're like, oh yeah?
Yeah.
One turn... Fills my board, motherfuckers. What are you going to do now?
Yeah. Did you play the Brawl this week?
No, I haven't played Hearthstone in months.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
What's the Brawl this week?
You get to build your deck just regularly, but everything costs one, and they're all 1/1s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I've seen ones like that before.
So I just did my Murlocs deck.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look, somebody got food delivered. I was considering stopping at Tim's on the way.
Producer.
I was considering stopping at Tim's on the way here for a breakfast sandwich. But I didn't. I'll buy food when we get to Frampton. Anyway, so that's basically BlizzCon news, I think, yeah?
Yes.
So also, next weekend, there's a quick thing. Next weekend, 18th to 21st, you can play Overwatch for free!
For free!
Which is a couple weeks ago, or was it like a month ago? They did console. Is it both consoles?
Yeah,
or did they just do PlayStation? Is it both consoles?
Yeah.
And people were clamoring, "Why can't we get that on PC?" Well, guess what? Now you get it on PC. So shut the fuck
the
up.
Real platform. Where real games are played.
There's plenty of good games on. Shut you. How many fucking hours did you put in the Gears in the last week, you bastard?
Yeah, and I played Halo too. No, Halo. I mean,
Halo also. As well, yeah.
And Halo 5. Yeah. It's a real good game. Yeah, man, up. I love Halo.
Yeah, shut up. You disingenuous bastard.
I'd say hypocritical.
Anyway, also quickly in games, N7 Day, that was the thing that happened.
N7 Day.
Which is November 7th. And on N7 Day, we got a Mass Effect Andromeda trailer.
A cinematic trailer and a tech demo trailer.
I only watched the cinematic trailer.
I only watched the cinematic.
That's all I was interested in.
I was going to find it to put up in the notes, which I found and then did not put up in the notes. But I was searching for the cinematic trailer to put up in the notes and didn't find it and then found it and then didn't put it up in the notes. I found the trailer for the tech demo. And it looked pretty. It's got some stuff. The tech demo is running on the PlayStation. On the
PlayStation Plus? Not Plus. PlayStation Pro.
Pro.
Plus is their free games thing.
Not that we can really see anything about what's happening there. Because the Pro, most of its shtick is running 4K. And
yeah.
I don't have anything.
I mean, just like the Xbox S, we want them a little bit prettier and it's got more power.
The S has just got slightly more power and upscales.
Yeah, it upscales.
It upscales. It's different than what the Pro does.
I didn't look into it that much.
Which is also upscaling.
Yeah.
The Xbox S does do better, but its bigger deal is that it's cheaper and smaller. And
yeah. I may get an Xbox S.
The Scorpio.
When it's on sale around Christmas. Oh, the Scorpio. Yeah, the Scorpio is basically their next gen, which is going to be native 4K and all that shit.
Yeah. And it's their version of the PlayStation Pro. But it does do better. It says it does native K. It's got better interior.
Doesn't the Xbox One S have most, not full, but a lot of backwards compatibility?
With what?
Xbox games. 360 games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's the same with any Xbox.
Oh, right. They changed that software. They changed that. It was a software thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, like, before Gears came out, I played all the 360 Gears on my Xbox, and it's really cool how they do it all. Like, when you're playing it, it's just, like, everything inside it, you can play it just as a 360. It's even got, like, the overlay from the old game.
Interesting.
If you, like me, had Xbox Live, it had all the data and stuff saved to it and attached to it. So when I booted up, I didn't have anything plugged in from my 360, but it still knew all my Gears profile stuff.
Oh, because that's all saved to your Xbox login thingy.
Yeah, so it's all attached to my gamer tag, so that's just load up. I had all my mission progress. I had my multiplayer loadouts. I had my skins and stuff. My progressions, my achievements. I mean, achievements are there either way.
Well, yeah, well done for once, Microsoft.
So my next hit is going to be Red Dead, because I never beat Red Dead.
I did.
And I hear it's real good.
It's fun. Sure.
What I did was real fun. It's just, it was one of those things where back in the day of Blockbuster, I had it for a bit and then had to return it.
I bought it digitally. It was one of my first digital game purchases, actually. And then later, I think that year later, my brother got me the disc for Christmas. And I was like, oh, this is a great game. Thanks. I didn't tell him I already owned it, but sure.
It was one of those games that was also holding out hope for a PC version.
Well, now you have it, kind of.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Whatever.
With the Microsoft whatever thingy.
Yeah. So I could play it on the PC. I'm not going to. I'm just going to play it on the Xbox. But
You'll probably get a Red Dead 2 on the PC a year after Red Dead comes out on the consoles.
Yeah. Well, almost definitely.
Just like they did with GTA 5.
With how much money GTA 5 is raking in on PC, I can't see them.
Yeah, no, they'll just do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Because they took the time to make it a good port, as opposed to every other Grand Theft Auto game. I mean, 4 is alright, but any Grand Theft Auto game before 4 on the PC, fucking garbage.
I'd say that the port is better even on the PC, because of how much support it's got. Oh,
5, sure. And 4 is... 4 is okay, and anything prior to that is garbage, and 5 is, probably better. 5 is probably better on the PC.
But I digress.
Yes. Mass Effect. Trailer looked awesome.
It does look awesome. Do you know anything about the story behind what's happening in it?
No. I mean, besides that, they sent people, sent slavers, sent people in...
an ark?
In basically in an ark in hypersleep.
Yeah.
To the Andromeda Galaxy.
Right. And that's what it is. They got a couple different arcs that are all heading out to the Andromeda Galaxy.
I think with a different ratio of different aliens on them, right? Mm-hmm. Also, in the trailer, we only see one Asari and a bunch of humans. And I think I see a Solarian running at one point.
You do see a Solarian.
I saw their weird U head.
Yeah.
U-shaped ears.
So, it's happening. There's different arcs going to that galaxy to try and, like, escape from the Reaper threat, the potential Reaper threat.
Yes, because this is well before 3.
And you...
Technically, it starts when you send the arcs, so it's well before 3.
You're playing as... one of either two characters who have, like, an already set name. I don't remember.
Well, was it just a last name, though?
Yeah.
Because Shepard was always Shepard. You can change his first name, but nobody ever said it. His or her first name, but nobody ever said it. They were always Shepard.
And it's male or female again,
too. That helps. That helps makes the voice acting better, because in games, although WoW does it pretty well, in games where you can just change your own name and... it's useless. Oftentimes, they'll just leave where they say the name's blank.
Yeah.
But in WoW, they do it with, like, Hero.
Hero.
Which is all right. But it works so much better if you just make one of their names. This is their name, and everybody's going to call them this name.
Yeah.
So that you can actually have your voice actors say a name.
Well, it looks good, and I have no idea what the enemy is.
They kind of remind me of, visually, from what you see, they look kind of like collectors a little bit.
Yeah, they do. They look a lot like collectors.
Yeah. So maybe it's other Protheans. Maybe Protheans had the same idea.
Hey, that's not bad. It's not a bad theory.
Because the Prothean we met has no fucking clue what happened. He was like, I don't know, I got hired, I was around to kill Reapers, so I wanted to kill the Reapers, and that's all I know. Because that was my cast. Because the Protheans are assholes with castes. Anybody with a caste system is an asshole.
Well,
unless you're playing Civilization.
Dwarves have castes.
They're assholes then.
I don't know.
I don't know. Dwarves are kind of assholes, man. I mean, awesome assholes, but assholes. Different types of assholes than pointy ears are, but still, assholes.
That's fair. They're charming assholes.
They're drunk assholes.
Endearing.
Endearing. Endearingly drunk. Anyway, we're excited for Mass Effect. I don't think I won that contest, because it's November. I believe they said it was they'd get back to you by the end of November. The contest where you had to read a couple scripts and send in
voice
things so you could be in the voice.
I was going to do that, but then I forgot.
I didn't forget. I kept that webpage open for weeks. On my phone and on my computer. I was like, all right, I'm going to read the scripts like once a day.
Yeah,
I'm going to set up my thing.
I was playing around with like different voices. I wasn't like going to seriously enter, because I didn't think that they'd be like, and I went out of the day. Because I would do Batman voice,
obviously. But they even said don't really use voices like doing your voice. I mean, don't like use an accent or something is what they said. So right. Batman voice would be like, we're not using this guy.
I was just doing it for fun.
I was doing it to hopefully try and win. So it was there's a news guy. I even made, I made a quick character thing. So there was the mercenary guy. He had a tough life, Certainly grew up grew up rough. That's why he doesn't really care so much. And there was the guy making the documentary. He was still young, lived a little bit privileged. He was naive. I did this seriously. But I assume thousands of other people also did it seriously.
And then thousands of other people went to the door.
Yeah, and then there was all the Batman voice for that mercenary. I don't care about your kids. How you feed them is your problem. That's actually a line. How you feed your own kids is your problem.
Yeah, I can't remember any of it.
We agreed to split the profits 50-50.
50-50.
How you feed your kids is your problem. 50-50.
50-50.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
John Wick podcast coming to an internet near you soon. It's gonna happen. Just watch. Anyway, let's move into comics/books here. quickly for our last four things, because this has already gone longer than I expected it to. Aren't you so glad that I got here early so that we're not leaving to go to Brampton late?
Yes.
So, let's start with Archie Amon Cat. Is that how you pronounce that, Andrew?
Sure, why not?
You should know, it's magic. Magic, yeah. The Gathering. Anyway, so WotC and Wizards of the Coast, WotC, and Viz Media have jointly announced plans to expand Art of Magic the Gathering collection, because apparently that's a collection of books already, with the Art of Magic the Gathering Amon Cat. So they're basically, they're releasing an art book that's about the Amon Cat. I assume that's an expansion.
I'm looking now, because I'm not sure.
It'll be coming out July 2017. It's the fourth in the ongoing series of hardcover art books.
Yeah, there is a series, and I've seen them at Chapters and stuff. They've got some of the best sets in there, like Zendikar.
Oh, Amon Cat is the latest expansion game for Magic.
Yeah, I believe it. I know.
It's all Egyptian-y looking. It's a big, yeah. Anubis thing there.
I'm so far behind with this stuff. It can't be that new.
I don't know. It's just his newest.
From Amon Cat, April 27. Okay, so
yeah,
That makes sense.
Oh, April 2017. Yeah, that's next year. So it will be the latest. So this will come out a couple of months after the actual expansion comes out.
So I'm not too far behind. I'm just not ahead, which I guess puts me behind.
It puts you behind. I bet you Brad fucking knows the next three expansions.
Probably. But yeah, like these are just beautiful art books. The magic art is some of the best. Like
a lot of the WotC art is really good stuff. I mean, just look at our fucking D&D books over there, and those Modrons.
Yeah, they really did a good job with these books, man. WotC is doing some good work.
Yeah, it's funny. Earlier this week, or maybe late last week, I just saw somebody like on Twitter was like, "Today I learned. Don't assume your listeners know your short forms. Always explain it." I was like, I remember when we said WotC a bunch of times, and Erica was like, "The fuck is WotC?" on our website. She commented on the website, WotC? I was like, oh, right, that's a thing, because Andrew and I both know what it is, so neither of us considered explaining it.
Yeah.
Which is a thing that happens.
Like, it's kind of like saying the name of the devil.
Like that time I accidentally, in the first episode, I think, accidentally spoiled Game of Thrones because I was just talking to Andrew. And I knew he was caught up.
And I was like, whoa.
I was like, oh, right, there's potential people listening to this later.
Easy there, Spoil McGee.
So, yeah, art books, July next year.
Even if you don't like magic, check out the Zendikar art book.
But if you like art books, because, yeah, Wizards of the Coast hires some of the best artists, like Blizzard, and then Wizards of the Coast, probably. Of like some of the two best art teams that I know of, I would say.
And Zendikar. This is the most beautiful set.
Alright, let's move on to Titan Gets Dreadful for a Penny. So did you hear that the show, I think it went on for three seasons, Penny Dreadful? Had Eve Green and other people who I can't remember right now? No?
No.
Well, it was pretty popular. I mean, it was popular enough that
Oh, that's weird.
There was a Geekly Inc. podcast about it that I never listened to because I didn't watch the show. Who else is in that? I see you looking at it. Why did you flip that?
Trying to open it quietly.
Well, that's the exact opposite of quietly. You're looking at a picture. Who else is in that?
Yeah.
Because there's Eva Green in the middle, but I can't see anybody else.
There's people in it.
I know there's at least another person whose name I recognize.
Yeah, there's the guy from that movie with Simon Pegg and the other guy where there's a house and there's a society and they're like the greater good and there's the shooting. And
Hot Fuzz is the movie he's talking about. And the actor he's talking about is Timothy Dalton, yes. Who was James Bond, by the way.
Yes. More importantly, he was James
More Bond. Importantly, he was also President Rassilon in the
a lot
End
of
Time. In David Tennant's last thing. This counting, I guess, the 50th anniversary now, David Tennant's last thing.
Right.
Yes.
Timothy Dorian.
Yeah, so Reeve Kearney plays Dorian Gray, Timothy Dalton is Sir Malcolm Murray, Eva Green, Vanessa Ives, Rory Kinnear. That's a name I recognize. John.
I like Claire. Eva Green.
Yeah, she's great. Harry Treadaway plays Dr. Victor Frankenstein. Josh Hartnett is in them, plays Ethan Chandler. So basically the show was like they were combating supernatural threats in Victorian London. So explorer Malcolm Murray, gunslinger Ethan Chandler, scientist Victor Frankenstein, and medium Vanessa Ives combat supernatural threats in Victorian London. It was very popular. People really liked it. But it only made 3 seasons. This was on Showtime. So now
Timothy Dalton was Mr. Prickle Pants in Toy Story 3.
Okay, Toy Story, that explains that name. I never watched Toy Story 3. Just Mr. Prickle Pants is a terrible character name.
That's amazing.
I don't know who's Mr. Prickle. Who is
that? If you haven't seen the movie.
Okay, fine.
It's not going to help you if I tell you.
I don't know.
He's a toy. He's a little toy porcupine wearing lederhosen.
Awesome. Timothy Dalton's great. Anyway, so Titan Comics, back into getting with what we're actually talking about, is Titan Comics has announced that it has made a deal with CBS to bring Penny Dreadful Tales in a new comic book series in 2017. Wow, that's quite the character.
Mr. Prickle Pants. Timothy Dalton's voice comes out of that.
So, the comic series will take place 6 months after the ending of the TV show. So Ethan Chandler finds himself unable to move on as he searches desperately for meaning. And I guess this is going to be spoilers for, like, if you want to watch the show. Maybe I shouldn't read the synopsis of this because it spoils how the show ends. What do you think?
I want to watch it.
All right. Well, then anyway, after you watch the 3 seasons, there's also a comic book series that takes place afterwards, and they're very excited. The story is left to tell, blah blah blah, usual stuff. Early 2017 is when this is going to come out.
This next point is exciting. Please talk. Fill me in.
But about Ruby? Because you just caught up on Ruby?
Yeah. Well,
you should buy that game.
I'm going to. I'm so hooked on Ruby.
Ruby, RWBY, has a weekly jump. So, this is a weird thing, and this goes to the popularity of Ruby as being like the only American-made anime that ever got popular in a Japanese sort of thing, because it's launching weekly in Shonen Jump magazine.
Whoa.
It's actually a big deal.
Even I, an anime pleb, knows what Shonen Jump magazine is.
Exactly. It's kind of a big deal. They're going to be in weekly Shonen Jump. There's also a special free chapter 1 of Ruby available on the Shonen Jump section of the Viz Media website. So you can go to viz.com/Shonen Jump. And I actually watched it. It's kind of weird. Just because I'm not exactly sure when it's placed. It's certainly placed before Volume 3. That's for sure. It's not. But I don't think it's not. It doesn't start at the beginning. Like, they're already at school. They're already at Beacon?
Yeah.
They're already at Beacon and in Chapter 1. But Carden is still being an asshole to Jean.
Okay.
So it might be during Book 1.
I feel like there's more to explore there for sure.
Oh, sure. There was a lot of... I mean, that's like a whole school year or something that they did in the first 2 volumes there. It was quite a bit of time. So let's see. In Ruby, learning that the crafty hunting monsters we know and love, not just an adaptation. This new story is a prequel depicting events taking place before Yang Worthy Academy in Volume 1. Even though Chapter... Chapter 1 is definitely there at Beacon. Maybe they're going to talk about things that happened before that. Because this thing right here from Joel Enos, senior editor, says, this is the Ruby that you know and love, but with a twist. Not just an adaptation, this new story is a prequel depicting events taking place before Ruby, Weiss, Blake, and Yang were in Academy in Volume 1 of the animation. You should expect to see some all-new reveals and backstories for the characters in each new chapter that's available digitally each week in Weekly Shonen Jump.
That's exciting.
It is. It's actually a big deal. It's really... I mean, the people at Rooster Teeth must be fucking quite happy with this.
Yeah, they made it. They did it.
I don't know if I'm going to say something else. I don't remember what.
Ruby's great. Go watch it.
Ruby is great. Go watch it. Be prepared for the dark last 45 minutes of Volume 3, where shit goes down.
Yeah, be sure to bring a snuggle blanket for the end of season 3.
And then go read the Shonen Jump Weekly.
And then try the video game.
We'll be giving clips. And if you buy it, you can play together. Do it.
Now, I believe that's still, in development, kind of. It's kind of an early access.
Is it still early access? I know I bought it early access. I thought it came at full launch now.
I was reading a lot of reviews, and they said that it, if anything, at least seems like it's in early access. And I did see that it is still being worked on, at least.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it might be released, and it's just not.
It seems empty. I will give it to you that it seems empty, which is good for me, a person who plays that game by himself, that there's not a lot of monsters that I have to kill necessarily. There's not too many monsters. There's enough monsters that I can kill them all. But it's a good game. So, Andrew, what's this thing about Star Wars and West Macquarie?
Oh boy, back to art books.
Yeah, we probably should have put them together.
Yeah, so I linked, I put a link in the show notes where you can look at the art book. But it's just like an amazing collection of Ralph Macquarie art.
Hey, that's the most famous C-3PO picture.
Yeah.
That's what everybody knows for Ralph Macquarie art.
Now, this book will set you back $250.
My God. That is huge, though. That's two books.
Yeah. It's two books.
Wide hardcover books right there.
14 by 12.
Big. Page count 800.
14 by 12, page count 800, and 2,000 illustrations.
Color illustrations.
Yeah, color. And it's a hardcover in a book.
Two hardcover books in a box. Oh yeah, check out all the different Darth Vaders. Wow, the Walker didn't change much. They didn't change the Snowspeeder or the AT-AT that much.
No. It's beautiful. I love all of the Ralph Macquarie art. Which is not surprising.
It's Star Wars. Don't you love? But yeah, no, this does look really cool. That's a lot of money, so ooh. I probably won't be picking it up anytime soon. But
on Amazon right now, there is a discount of $95. Brings it down to $155.
That's actually probably worth it. Amazon.ca, is that a Prime thing?
No, it's .com. So it's not even Prime. It might even be different on Prime.
Just look at Amazon.ca.
Oh, art books.
I'm going to look on Amazon.ca. And look up Star Wars, Ralph, R-A-L-P, Ralph Macquarie.
Now, this is already out, so you can buy it now.
It is. Well, that's, by the way, $250 American, because it is $300 on Amazon.ca, hardcover, $270 on sale with Prime.
That's a lot of money.
It's also a Rogue One art book, by the look of that.
Yeah.
Ultimate Visual Guide?
Visual Guide to like...
ooh, the Black Trooper electronic helmet's only $100.
But it's a nice helmet.
Wait, look. Art of Mass Effect Andromeda. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Art of Star Wars. Anyway, I'm going to close Amazon.ca right now.
Yeah, so if you're interested in Ralph Macquarie, this is pretty much like the definitive, like, there's...
The definitive Star Wars Ralph Macquarie, yeah.
There is probably not going to be any more, like, in addition to what is in this book.
And it's awesome because he makes awesome stuff.
He does.
So, you know, when I win the lottery, man, one of my first purchases right there.
He's so pretty.
Or maybe you can find that at next Fan Expo or something.
No. Oh, so much money. Oh, so good.
All right, well.
They got paintings, the paintings.
Like the matte. Oh, yeah, that's the matte background.
Matte background?
The matte. Is it matte paintings?
I think it's matte paintings. It sounds right.
Sounds right to me, too. But Tom's not here to say yes that we're correct. Because that's a Tom thing.
Yeah, this one scene is just a two-page spread of the matte background for the Cloud City landing platform.
But it's got where the actual landing platform that they walked on in white.
Yeah.
So they could sort of, that's where they would have
put movie.
The movie, yeah. Interesting. That's pretty cool.
This is a cool book.
It's awesome. It's worth it. Is it out now?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have spare $300 or $250 if you're American, you'd totally pick that out. And if you really want, yeah, you can buy it for us. We won't say no.
Nope.
So this episode was longer than I intended it to be. I actually thought it was going to be a shorter episode. But I'm assuming it's all the time we stop to talk about John Wick. We are really going to have to start our own John Wick podcast.
Yeah, it'll probably cut down our regular podcast.
Probably.
We can get all that John Wick out of our system.
All right, so that's all we have for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at D-U-P and a 3.
Yep. Dup 3.
Yep, 3.
And you can find the show at Geekly News, GweeklyNews. We have a website that is GweeklyNews.com, where you can find the show notes, so you can find the link to the Star Wars Rogue One book on AOS Books, or the link to all those trailers, or the link to Pokemans.
Oh, God, that Pokemon Rewind site. Oh, man, I love Pokemon. Pokemon's
maybe, really hitting out of the park. Maybe the Mass Effect trailers. Are you going to add those to the show notes, too?
Oh, yeah. I kept talking about adding it.
And you never did. Mm-hmm.
I hope I'll add it.
It's because you're a terrible person. You can email us and tell us how terrible Andrew is for eating on the microphone and not adding things to the show notes like he said he was going to.
I'm eating next to the microphone, not on it.
And you email us at feedback@GweeklyNews.com and tell us how terrible Andrew is.
This bagel's so delicious.
We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/GweeklyNews, which we occasionally, I have posted things there.
Yep.
Andrew has posted things there like a year ago.
Yep.
Before we started our relaunch with new mics.
Yep.
And also, we are on iTunes, where we would love a rating and review. Because, you know, helps and all that. Makes us feel good.
Yeah. I like numbers. And seeing our review numbers go from one to two, would be awesome.
I would love to see our reviews double.
Yeah, double. 100% increase.
That's my favorite thing. When we first started, like, with the Facebook gives you updates of how many people have visited your site. So it's like, we were the only two people who visited that site for a bit. And then I had, like, five people visit. It's like, it increased 250%. I was like, yeah.
Return on like, investment.
Four people went to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for listening and putting up with our ramblings for like an hour and a half almost. I guess we'll see you next week.
Week.